everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc., right here on CalBanyan.com. If you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, go there now, because right below this video, right down there, we got extra text, we got extra graphics, we got extra links that just makes this video so much more valuable to you. Hey, guess what? Speaking of you, let me talk about Meredith. This is the last in this series of four podcasts in which she is my co-host. I've been so excited to be with her in these previous three podcasts, sharing information and insights. Let me tell you about Meredith. She is a consummate professional. If I had a friend, relative, or anyone asked me about, is there anyone in Los Angeles who's really, really great at this stuff? I could think of no one that I would refer to more than Meredith Locker. She is a master hypnotist, a certified five-path hypnotherapist, certified through the National Guild of Hypnotists. She's got a master's degree in psychology and an experienced talk therapist, but she gave up all that yak stuff to get faster, more sure, more reliable results by being a hypnotherapist. How you doing, you hypnotherapist?
I'm doing so good. Happy to be doing this fourth podcast. Looking forward to digging into a fun new topic.
And you know what? You don't look tired at all.
I'm not, because here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, I get lots of coffee. So Cal Banyan is absolutely the one that I would send anybody I know and love to, and certainly people I don't know to. In fact, I've sent my own family members to him, and I will continue to do so since I don't work with family members. And, you know, Cal's the best. Best of the best. He trains the best of the best. He created Five Path. Who better than to facilitate himself? But he also is this amazing teacher who teaches people like me, and through these podcasts teaches you, and through other courses and course after course after course teaches other people to be the top of the profession. He is the person who wrote The Secret Language of Feelings that we are going to get into a little bit today, and amongst other books and all kinds of articles, and you know, he's just somebody who continues to set goals and achieve them, and soon enough, who knows how soon, he's going to get Five Path into a college program if it's the last thing he does.
That's right, coming to a college or university near you.
Yes, exactly. Good, so do you have any other announcements, Cal, before we get started?
No, I'm having fun as I'm talking. I'm like mugging for the camera, because whenever we do these podcasts, Jim has to kind of take a particular frame from the video and use it as like a picture to go with the graphic. That's why I'm doing things like...
Okay.
He can't see. I got like double thumbs up.
I know. I always forget to do that. And then he ends up taking some
okay,
horrendous...
Okay, do a pose right now for Jim.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Let's see what else. Hey, I mentioned at the tail end of the podcast last week, and that is, you know what you want to do? If you are an active duty or if you are a veteran, U.S. military, 20% discount on top of any other discount we have on any of our live training programs, because we want to support our men and women who are in uniform or have been in uniform. I want you to, all you folks out there, especially in America, you know what? Freedom isn't free. And when it comes to our military, all gave some gave all. And, you know, we want to not just remember them on Veterans Day, not just remember them on Memorial Day, but just be grateful for the impact they've had on our freedom and the freedom of many other individuals around the country who've just plain benefited from the United States of America being the great and wonderful country that it is. Back to you.
Beautiful. So if you have not been submitting your questions to us, you're really missing out, because we want to answer them and we want to help you be a better hypnotist. And so definitely, if you haven't been, or if you have been and you have more, please send me your questions. Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Put them right down there if you're watching this on CalBanyan.com in the feedback box. You can also go to our Hypnospace. If you're not already a member, join. There are all kinds of great groups and all kinds of things that could be happening there. It's like Facebook for hypnotists. And it's important that you join and become a member. And there's an Ask Cal group, and people just aren't using it. They need to use their resources. And there's just so many other ways you can get us information through Facebook, you know, facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. definitely get on there. Send us your comments, your questions. We want to have a community and educate you. So today, if you don't have anything further, Cal...
Rock and roll, Meredith.
Okay. Today we're going to get a little bit into a question that was recently posted in one of our groups about the secret language of feelings. This is a book that Cal wrote, and it's a beautiful book. If you haven't yet picked it up, please do. You can order it, I'm sure, a number of places through Amazon, through, what's the Hypnosis Mall? What's...
Just any of our websites. And also, it's available for Kindle books. We're getting it available on Nook, so that might happen by the time someone sees this. Sony Reader. We're just trying to get on all those readers because I'm spoiled. I so love my... I'm trying to reach. I always have it near me, my Kindle reader. I tell you what, I'm just kind of a techie, but man, oh man, I just love reading books on my Kindle reader. So, and it also works as a tablet computer. So, gosh, if you're an Amazon person or a Nook person or whatever, I love it. You know what happens is I just like having it flat. It always bothered me with books because the pages would be bent and my eyeballs would have to go up and around. And this way, I read faster. I have better comprehension, and I just love these readers and stuff. So, hey, go to Amazon, go to wherever Nook sells their Nooky stuff, and, you know.
Yeah, I have an iPad, and you can download the Kindle app for your iPad as well, and get all kinds of Kindle books that way, if that's what you have. You don't have to get a whole separate, reader if you don't want to. Yeah. And it's just so great because I use this information, the secret language of feelings, just constantly with my clients, and it's nice to have it handy as a reference guide if I am dealing with a particular emotion and I want to kind of get really clear in my head about it or whatever, just to brush up. Sometimes it's nice to have it because I keep my iPad with me in my office, so then, you know, I don't have to carry around all these books. I just have all kinds of books in that little thing there, ready to go. Good. So let's dig into this. Someone who knows the secret language of feelings was a little baffled by the fact that it seems like there's all the feelings that feel bad in the secret language of feelings and really not, you know, chapters on the feelings that feel good. And so in this book, there's, there's an initial part where it gets into the details, and then there's, you know, the wisdom of feeling angry and the wisdom of feeling sad and the wisdom of all of these different emotions that don't feel good. And so I think what she's referring to is, you know, where's happy? You know, where are the good feelings in the secret language of feelings? So, Cal, I thought it would be a good thing to kind of clarify that for people and help them to understand the secret language of feelings a little deeper, don't you think?
Okie dokie. Well, so let's, I do talk about some of the good, the let's, all feelings are good if they're based in reality. Anger is good, sadness is good, loneliness is good, if you understand what they're trying to tell you to do. But the question is, how come you just talk about these painful emotions, these emotions that hurt? And I do talk a little bit in there about the pleasurable emotions, like happiness and safety and security and stuff like that. But the people who come to read the book and the people who are hypnotherapists and psychologists that read the book, and it's not just for helping professionals. Probably more of these books get sold to people who are clients or considering being clients or just people who are interested in being happier. In fact, The Secret Language of Feeling is really a book about how to be happy. And so, yes, I do talk about the pleasurable feelings, but much more, I think, the painful feelings like fear and anger and guilt and loneliness and sadness and frustration and depression are much more misunderstood. We're very happy to embrace feelings of safety and security and happiness and joy and love, and they don't cause us problems in our life. Because we don't bury them. We let them out and they feel good and we share them But feelings like fear, anger, guilt, frustration, depression, we tend to push them down. We try to ignore them. We might say, oh, those are irrational feelings. And, you know, that's what gets us in trouble. People typically don't feel so good that they have to go do a destructive behavior like eating too much, drinking too much, pornography too much, working too much, exercising too much, drugging too much, all these too much behaviors. But they do those self-destructive behaviors when they feel angry, sad, guilty, frustrated, and stuff like that. Gosh, so just to pick on our smoking friends, what do smokers do when they get really frustrated? They have a cigarette. What do drinkers do when they feel depressed? They go have a drink. What do people who are gaining weight do when they are lonely? They eat. So these painful emotions are much more likely to drive these self-destructive behaviors. And that's what we're really trying to do with the Secret Language of Feelings, is show people that we should not ignore these feelings. There is a wisdom in anger, sadness, loneliness, frustration. And once we begin to understand what those feelings are trying to get us to do, something amazing happens. For example, if you're in a weight loss program, almost every weight loss program puts you into a state of deprivation, feeling deprived. But if you integrate into any weight loss program, any drug addiction program, any kind of program to get you over bad habits, instead of just saying, stop doing that, we can say, you know, before you put that fingernail in your mouth to bite, or you go into that refrigerator for the 32nd time today, or you have that cigarette that you don't want, or drink that drink that you shouldn't be drinking because your doctor told you it was affecting your liver, ask yourself, what am I feeling? And once we put that step in there, then we can say, am I feeling bored? Am I feeling anxious? Am I feeling nervous? Am I angry about something? Am I fearful? And we can start realizing that those feelings are really wisdom. And we can do the three-step process of name the feeling, name the cause of the feeling, and then the breakthrough thing is we can do a satisfying response. By the way, if this interests you at all, please go to thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. I've got more audios there, and here's a shortcut for you, TSLOF.com. You can go there and go into much more detail. I have some funny stories that really hammer the point. So, yes, I could talk more about the good feelings, but they're not the ones that causes problems. It's the painful feelings that causes problems and cause us to eat too much, drink too much, smoke when we don't want to be smoking, and doing all those self-destructive behaviors. Meredith, I'm sure you have some thoughts on the topic.
Yeah, I mean, I know for sure I've never had a client contact me and go, oh my gosh, Meredith, I am so happy. I need your help.
That's right.
That's never, ever once happened.
Well, maybe they're smoking something that makes you happy.
Well, that does happen. That is quite common in LA. But usually by the time they call me, they're like, I want to try to find a way to be happy without smoking this stuff.
Ah, very smart client.
Yes. And so they're unhappy that they can only make themselves happy when smoking this stuff. They want to be happy naturally. And and so, you know, when you're happy, that's kind of your indicator that all is well. What that's telling you is that you are in alignment, that everything is working for you. And the truth is that the other feelings that feel bad are the ones that people are misinterpreting all the time or not interpreting at all and not giving a satisfying response for. So most of the world is so busy ignoring their feelings because that's the way most people are trained. You know, people, little kids are crying and we stick a pacifier in their mouth or a bottle or tell them not to cry, depending on how kind and loving and nurturing the parents are or how disciplinarian like they might be or even quite cruel. They can say, I'll give you something to cry about, right? And so we're kind of trained away.
That's the way I raise my kids.
Yeah,
shut up.
You know,
this can kill you, and I hold up my fist.
See, Cal had to write this book because he trained his child so far away from his guidance, her guidance system, that he had to figure out how to fix the problem. No, I'm just kidding.
That's not true. Kelsey turned out to be fantastic.
He has the most beautiful girl ever. Kelsey is just amazing. And I think you guys may have, if you've been watching these podcasts for a while.
We'll put a link right down. She's actually done some appearances on our podcast with Meredith. With Celeste back
in
the day.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, yeah. Enough about my kid.
Enough about that. So anyway, you know, we have these feelings, and we have these feelings for a reason, and certainly the feelings that don't feel good are our indicator that something needs to be done or changed in here to be able to come into the alignment and come back to happiness. And so the secret language of feelings is really something we all know to be true inside, but it was something we were trained away from at an early age, and you know, it's learning this material as a way to come back into alignment and to be happy and to be able to not need intervention at that point. So it's a good thing. And if you want more information about the secret language of feelings, we did do a podcast on that before, number 149. I just want to reference that because we do get into a lot more detail there. But, you know, good question. Lots of people read this book and kind of wonder, hey, what about those other feelings? Don't they mean something? Yes, they mean all is well. The good feelings. Right, Cal?
Yeah, that's right. And keep doing whatever you did to fulfill that need, want, and desire, and you're going to have a happy life.
Yes.
All right. Good. What else?
Yeah. Anything else to add to that? Or are you ready to move on?
I'm so ready to move on.
Okay. Well, Cal, you always say that you learn something from every single client. And as the cutting edge master of hypnosis that you are, I haven't asked you this question in quite a long while. I want to know whether you've learned something lately and what it was, and would you share it with us?
Gosh, okay. So, what have I learned lately? You know, one of the things, this sounds kind of redundant, but that I have a client that had some, how am I going to say this without identifying the client? Well, some medical issues earlier on in life that caused this client to think differently than a lot of people. He just had a different way of looking at things. And what I found was, with the age progression process for that individual was just really, really slow. And that individual really benefited with me just doing one-on-one seventh path sessions, where they just come in, get seventh path, continue to move on through the recognitions at their own rate, and it made a profound change. And then after really make it seven paths, you know, hypnosis doesn't heal anything. But self-hypnosis done the seven pathway and five path hypnotherapy and other insight-oriented hypnosis programs that work on the cause of the problem, once the cause of the problem has been removed, once that stress has been removed, then what happens is healing can occur. Wherever you think healing comes from, be it from God or be it from nature. And then, after we spent several sessions of just teaching him more recognitions from Seven Path, then we were able to, he started responding to insight work better. And I was able to then move on into the forgiveness work and stuff like that. So that was kind of an interesting thing then, that we can just sometimes, if just let Seven Path do some of the allow for healing to go on via the self-hypnosis method, so that they can then begin to become more insightful, and perhaps the body heals in such a way that they can begin to process information better and then move into the more sophisticated insight techniques. How about you? What have you learned lately?
I love it. See, I stumped him a little bit because I threw that at him. He had no idea that was coming. And isn't that great information to hear from him? Yeah, I'm learning from every single client as well. And, just recently I had a client who, comes from a background where, the family is very, 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 very controlling. But this particular kind of culture doesn't allow for people to talk in any way negatively about family. And age regression, although this client, it seemed to really need age regression, and it seemed like age regression would be the big, big, big shift for this client. For some reason, a huge shift didn't happen with age regression. And I kind of assumed that's where the big shift would come. And so the big lesson was certainly not assume. And then I was a little concerned because knowing what I know about this person and the way she sees her parents and about, this culture, I wasn't sure if she would actually allow herself to really get the most out of the forgiveness work when the main people that kind of needed the work were with regard to her parents. So I wasn't quite sure if that would function, and I was feeling a little stuck myself in the process, not the usual ease and flow I feel with clients. But we went ahead and we went into forgiveness of others, phase 3 and 5 path, and wow, was it the most amazing, shifting, huge, healing experience. And some of the insights that would normally come from age regression ended up coming through the forgiveness work. And, it just really reminded me never to assume that I know which phase is best for which client or that one might turn out a certain way, because you just never know. And I realized that this isn't the first time I've been surprised by the outcome of certain phases that I wasn't quite sure how a client would handle it. And they constantly impress and amaze me and get huge results, even if it seems like everything is working against that from happening. So I guess my lesson is to, find a system that works for you if it's not 5-Path and stick with it and don't assume and just keep on moving forward, because you never know which phase is going to be the big, huge change. It may be consistently each phase, or it may be one phase is the big, huge change that person really needed to make the big breakthrough. So that's kind of my experience recently, Cal.
Thank you for sharing that, Meredith. How are we doing on time?
We're ready to wrap it up.
Ooh, please do.
All right. So, like I said earlier, send me your questions, Meredith, at yourpathhypnosis.com. Looking forward to seeing you guys at the NGH convention in August. I'm going to be there. Celeste's going to be there. Elron's going to be there. Of course, Cal's going to be there. We really want to meet you, connect with you, look forward to learning with you. And that's going to be in Massachusetts, Marlborough, Massachusetts, August 10th through the 12th. So hopefully you can join us. Looking forward to meeting you all. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
All right. Hey, you guys. Thank you, Meredith. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Please pass this on. Please like us. And you know what? For you folks in America, happy 4th of July coming up in just a few days. Have fun. Have a safe and sane 4th of July. This is Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.